Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Dr. Hunt is having a session with Mandy in his office.
I'm not talking to Mandy anymore, am I?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I think you do, Marnie.
Marnie? Who told you about me?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I finally got the records from your stay at the London Psychiatric Clinic several years ago. You were diagnosed with split personality disorder.
You think you're so smart. What do you want from me, a confession?
It was Marnie that took the baby, wasn't it?
I'm not saying another word to you, Dr. Hunt.
Mandy, the police caught you in New Zealand where you were claiming to be the mother of a child that wasn't even yours.
Don't call me Mandy. I hate that perky bitch. All she does is spread sunshine all over the world.
Mandy is a well-respected businesswoman.
Any deal she's ever made, it was really me. That woman couldn't close a deal if her life depended on it.
So, Mandy isn't aware that Marnie is using her?
Of course not. She's too stupid to realize what's going on around here. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure we see less and less of Mandy until one day she's gone forever.
At the rec center, Lucas is talking with Clint at the front desk.
So what's on your mind, Clint? You seem distracted today.
It's my mom. Remember I told you that she broke up with her boyfriend, Adam?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out he's married.
Married?
My mom is heartbroken. It just pisses me off so bad. I want to kick his ass, but she wants me to stay away from him.
He probably deserves it. But she's right. That won't help you, Mom.
She was hurt when she was young by my father, and she's never gotten over it. Adam was the first guy she's really been in love with since then.
His name is Adam?
Yeah, Adam Johnson.
Oh. He doesn't realize he's Andrew?
What are you thinking?
Oh, nothing. So what's the story with your dad? Is he around?
I never knew my father. He left my mom before I was born. That's all I know. We don't know where he is, and obviously doesn't care where I am.
That's rough.
What's up with your father? I heard Stacy telling someone your dad was a doctor in Europe. But I thought he lived upstate.
Nah, he does. Alexander told Stacy that to shut her up.
It seems like it worked. I think she's smitten with you now.
I hope not.
And you don't like her at all?
Stacy? She's a spoiled, stuck-up brat. I have no interest in her at all.
In her office in Hoboken, Connie is working at her desk when Andrew barges in.
Adam!
Connie, I've been waiting outside for over an hour for your secretary to leave so I can get in here.
I don't want to see you. You're a liar. I want no part of you.
Please. Please let me explain. My wife and I are separated, and I had no idea she would come barging in on us like that.
Do you not get it? I don't care if you're separated, newlyweds, or anything else. What I care about is that you lied about it. You have a wife and a child that you conveniently forgot to mention.
Okay. The baby was conceived at the end of our marriage. He was born about a month ago or so.
So basically what you're saying is that the whole time we were dating, you had a pregnant wife you were cheating on?
But it's not like that.
Oh, then what is it like? How else can you explain what you did to me other than pure deception?
When you and I first met, I had no idea it was going to go anywhere. I was separated from my wife. I wasn't thinking very clearly. Hell, I didn't even know who I was. But then you came along, and you were the best thing that ever happened to me. I didn't mean to keep this from you. As time went on, I realized there might be an issue, and I was afraid of losing you. I know I took the cowardly way out, and I am so sorry.
If you love someone, you don't lie to them like that, Adam. How am I supposed to ever trust you again? How do I know you're not lying about anything else?
Connie, look me in the face and tell me you question my feelings. This is not a lie. We are not a lie. We belong together.
Can you honestly stand there and tell me that you haven't lied to me about any other part of your life? Can you look me right in the eye and swear to that? Can you?
Back at the rec center, Clint has left, and Dara and Lucas are talking at the front desk.
Hey, what's going on with you and Clint? I was talking to him before, and he wasn't in the best of mood.
He wants me to be friends with Heidi. Can you believe that? Now I have to pretend I like her?
I don't think he'd want you to pretend to like her if you really don't.
And now I think she'll be in here all the time working out.
Heidi will be in here.
You don't like her either, do you? Ever since she said you mugged her.
Dara, there's something I need to tell you.
What is it?
It's about Heidi. She wasn't wrong when she said I mugged her. I did it.
At Carl's office, Chuck and Zoe have just arrived.
Carl, what have you been able to find out about this Dr. Flowers and his connection with my sister?
I've actually learned quite a bit. I just hope you're ready to hear this.
I am.
Tell us everything.
Okay. First, Zelda Jessup Myers was receiving disability checks at this church up until 1999. They stopped at that point.
1999? That means that Zelda went back to that church after she left Westside.
Yes, she did. I also found a record for St. John Hospital for Zelda in October 1999. After that, there isn't a trace of her.
St. John Hospital?
What was she doing in the hospital? Was she sick?
No. Zelda had a child, Zoe. A son.
A son? Oh, my God.
If Zelda was one of Dr. Flowers' followers, he never would have let her go to the hospital.
Apparently there were complications with the baby, and that's when she was admitted.
My sister had a baby boy? What happened to him?
I don't know. I haven't found a trace of Zoe or her son since October 1999.
Why does everything always lead us to another dead end?
This isn't a dead end, Zoe. This is so much more than we knew before.
Wait. If Zelda had a baby, who was the father? Was it this Myers guy that she was married to?
Well, according to the birth certificate, the father was Dr. David Flowers.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.